Welcome to Life and Business in Flow. I'm Kate Adamo, mentor, retreat, and podcast host. And this is your soft place to land. An invitation for you to pause, get curious about what you want your life and business to feel like, and redefine what success looks like to you. I've seen and learned so many things in my years as a mentor, and one thing I know for sure is things need to change. I'm here to be that voice of change and to gently nudge you towards doing things differently. Hustling doesn't work. We've all seen it. It leads to burnout and disconnect. I want to help you create space, connect back to yourself, and set up solid foundations in your life and business. It's time to be open to the possibility of doing things differently and authentically. It's time for life and business to be in flow. Well, hello and welcome to today's episode. Before I get into the episode, I just wanted to share a couple of things. Firstly, thank you for the feedback on the last episode just around a couple of those designers. There's a few that I'm working with, but there's two specifically that I really wanted to share part of their story and the transformation, and that transformation is possible for you, whether it be a web design, copywriting, interior styling, marketing, like whatever the business model is. It's not just specific to interior design, but when you really get clear on a lot of the foundations and make a commitment that those changes are really absolutely available to you. And I've seen that in my own life from the work that I've done. So yeah, I just wanted to say thank you again to those women and just for the feedback on that episode. I really enjoyed recording it. Another thing before I dive in today, we're actually nearing the anniversary of Mum's passing, which is Monday the 4th. I'm recording this today on about a week before you hear it on the 1st of March. And today's actually the day that Dad and I had a final morning with Mum and drove her from the farm to the hospice where we thought we would have a few weeks with her. And we had 3.5 days at the hospice. I think her body got there and was very ready to go. So today has been quite a rough day. It's been a reflection. I took a lot of photos and I've been going down memory lane there, which has been quite challenging, as you can imagine. But yeah, it's just, it's a real blur that it's been a year, to be honest. And yeah, I'm looking forward to coming together with the whole family on Monday, where Dad has the parish priest coming to the farmhouse to do a mass for Mum. And then we're going to graveside and he's going to do a special little, I think, blessing there. So yeah, it's going to be a day on Monday. I'm going to bake Mum's favorite banana bread and just have a day missing from the office and yeah, just celebrating her. So I just wanted to share that before I dive in, but it's been a journey. And I guess, you know, part of that leads into some of the things that I want to speak to today and some of the changes that I have made in my life that impacted my health and my business, and some of the things that I'm seeing that are making it incredibly challenging for women in business at the moment. And that would be around running your business in your masculine, not just your business, but your life. I have seen, you know, and just watching from the sidelines, watching a lot of people that I know with children and that run businesses or even, you know, working, and just the, you know, I don't know now, hundreds of women I've supported over the last 6 years, seeing a lot of the same things quite consistently, that a number of women have shifted up to that gear of running in their masculine and they're exhausted. It's just not working for them. And it's something that I've had to learn the hard way. I'm still learning it and it's going to take time. And that there's women I'm working with that are starting to learn it and embrace it now and to really see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I guess part of that is those designers that I spoke about in the last episode. They have stepped more into their feminine. They're really starting to enjoy their life a lot more because it's not coming at a rushed pace. And reflecting on that, I've been thinking about where and why, you know, this sort of started in my life. And I guess growing up, you know, third generation farming family, two brothers, no sisters, a mum that wasn't overly feminine, and you know, life was all about work. We didn't really rest. We worked. That's where our value was placed. And I was very much in my masculine. I was a real tomboy. I resisted dresses. Mum took me to ballet when I was 6. I hated it. I would basically, you know, kick and scream every Wednesday afternoon when I was 6. I didn't want a part of it. I just wanted to play sport, ride my horses. That was all I wanted to do. And I guess that continued because it was one of those things that in society, it was just a big thing then. It was, you know, you just remember that being a girl was almost a weakness and you'd hear the line, or you throw like a girl. And there was so much of a connotation that being a woman was a weakness and it was something that you should try and push down and be more like men and, you know, hustle and keep going and get it done. And that continued, you know, through high school as well. I quite struggled with high school. There was a lot of, you know, I probably spent 10 hours a week on the school bus. I lived in a farm and I went to a private school in town. So there was a lot of time spent on the bus. There was a lot of time, you know, working on the farm. There was, you know, time at school and homework and trying to fit in riding my horse. And from that age, I was kind of taught, well, there's not a lot of time. You don't really slow down. You know, we'd get home off the school bus exhausted. It'd be like 4:30. Maybe try and have some afternoon tea and then it'd be like, right, get outside. We've got to do all the jobs and help dad with the cows and everything. So there was, wasn't really shown how to sort of rest and how to nurture yourself. And I took that then into my early career with me in my, you know, late teens and early 20s and went into male dominated industries where I just became one of the boys. You know, I was in sales, I was in the motor industry, I was in housing and construction. And I just thought that that was where I had to be. And that was where I would prove myself. That's where I'd have success. That's where real success matters. Like if I'm going and doing something feminine, that doesn't feel like that's going to be successful or acknowledged or important. All sorts of stories now that I sort of look back on that. And I'd been, I think, in the motor industry a few years and it was, you know, 60 hours a week. I was renovating my first house. I was, you know, single on and off and pushing myself to my edges. It was a job that was really long hours. And that was when my body first gave up. I was 21 and I think, I was 21, 22, somewhere there. And I was diagnosed with glandular fever. And for about a month, I could not get out of bed. I remember my boyfriend at the time having to get me out of bed to shower me, hold me in the shower. My legs were just quivering. He had to wash my hair. I could not do it myself. And that went on for some weeks. I had absolutely broken my body in the trying to push and hustle before that. And before I started full-time work, I had three jobs at one point in time, you know, starting at 3:30 in the morning, and then often not finishing till 5 or 6 in the evening. So I had been going too hard for too long in my masculine, not knowing how to surrender, not knowing how to soften, and maybe seeing that as a bit of a sign of weakness, that you just have to keep doing things. And I still remember now, so I might jump around a little bit in this episode. I'm completely freestyling and just things pop into my head. But even when I met Adrian, I never used to be able to sit still to watch a movie. He thought it was weird. Like I couldn't just relax to do that because I'd never really been shown how to switch off and how to do that. And then from that 21, I really struggled with fatigue from that point. It had been something I'd struggled with since childhood, to be honest, and I had headaches as a kid. A lot of people hadn't. Like a lot of kids don't get headaches, but I did. And then through my 20s, continued, through my 30s, continued, just kept getting worse and worse as I kept pushing and pushing and pushing and working for other people and working crazy hours and being in traffic in Melbourne and all the things. And it was September 2016 when I was styling that my body gave up again. And I remember my boss just found me shaking on the ground beside my desk. I'd had a migraine, I'd thrown up and I couldn't move. I had given every inch of who I was to that role. And it just wasn't working for me anymore. And I knew when I started this business, I had to do something differently. I didn't understand the masculine and feminine dynamic then. It was something that probably 2 years into business, a spiritual psychologist type business mentor that I was working with in LA was teaching me about that. And she always used to mention masculine and feminine energy and how femininity works in business. But you know, you hear these words and, you know, I used to hear things as well, like human design and cycle planning. And these are now things I'm fully down the road with, but it comes a time when you actually, you know, you're actually ready to embrace these things and to understand them a little bit more. And I think over the last couple of years, I've explored this a lot more and I've really understood what to be feminine means. And it's such a beautiful thing. It's such a strength. It's something to be celebrated. And it's the complete opposite of how I've been living my life and how I see a lot of women living their life. And it's how society has kind of created us. We are busy, which we know I hate that word. And we're busy, we're consistent. We create this life that's completely overscheduled all the time because that's what we're supposed to do. And here's why it doesn't work for us. Our hormones, our cycle, as we would know, is an average 28 days. Not everyone's is 28, but on average, at 28 days. We go through different cycles in that. We go through periods where we need to rest and honor our body. We go through periods where we're more social and we have our like get stuff done weeks. Like there is a real flow throughout our month that we need to honor and acknowledge. Men don't have that. Their hormone cycle is basically every 24 hours, it resets and it goes again. They have those same four seasons within that day. So they'll have their times where their energy crashes within that, but they can get up and go again the next day. Whereas the week before our period, that doesn't happen for us. That's when we're our tightest. That's when we need to rest. So I've also learned that in the slowing and not trying to run like a man and not trying to do, you know, all of the things the same hours to keep up, it's actually helping my cycle. It's reducing my migraines. It's definitely reduced my PMS. It's making me happier. And the more that I've slowed and softened into my feminine, the more that Adrian's been able to step more into his masculine. Because when I was too much in my masculine and having to, you know, do and provide and a lot of different things when, you know, we moved state and he was changing from, you know, full-time work to a business and then COVID knocked that out for the first year and all the things, I was very much again in my masculine. And it's only been probably this last 18 months I've really learned that. And even again, this last six that I've really softened into that and started to feel more connected to myself, more at peace. And he started to thrive more in that space as well because I've softened in a lot of areas. And the reason I'm sharing this is just because I think a lot of people may not have heard this or may not fully understand it. And so that's the life part. And I might come back to a little bit more of it. But in the business part, it's sort of been explained to me. One of my beautiful kinesiologists, Vanessa, explained it to me in when we look at the masculine and the feminine, the masculine is that beautiful, like is that solid bank that holds us if we're a river. It's this bank that's going to support the feminine, which is going to flow and bend and crash and move through with this beautiful flow. If we don't have that, the water would just spill everywhere. We'd be all over the place. So we do need that masculine to hold us and support us so that we can flow in a way that feels really good for us. And so then taking that into our business, I talked to this, you know, to my clients about this, and I've probably mentioned it on a podcast before. I see in business that our masculine is our structure and that real stability in the business. It's your like your business plan, the setup, your finances, your legals, your, you know, terms and conditions and insurance and, you know, the client process and journey. That's that beautiful masculine structure that holds you. And it allows you then to be able to flow into your feminine, to create from the best place, from that feminine, because femininity is, it flows, it's creativity, it's such a passion. But when we're in our masculine, we block it. So then it makes, you know, we can actually create a beautiful brand with femininity. We can tell our story authentically. We can be the best for our clients and we can be the creative that we want to be. But if we're running in our masculine, we block that creative energy because it's just genuinely not how it works. And I see it on social media. I see the women that are showing up consistently and beautifully and authentically and telling their story and clients just being magnetized to that because we attract, women attract. We are open and we attract things to us when we're sitting in our feminine. And you see the women that are selling and pushing and hustling and grinding every day and there's a different post and a different reel and they're having to show up and it's so forced all the time. It's very much sitting in their masculine and to me, it very much detracts me. I'm not energetically drawn to that and I won't buy from those people. It doesn't feel good to me, but it also can't really be authentic because we're not up every day as women. We're not up. We're not, you know, energized every day. We go through different things in our cycle. So it's not authentic that we show up, that we're up every day and making women feel like they're not enough if they can't match that same energy. And I know a lot of this might be, you know, kind of new information. You may not have heard some of this before. Some of this is kind of my take on it, what I've seen and what I've learned. But I think it's one of the most important learnings and lessons that I've had in my life and business to really soften. I am spending more time like pottering and creating around the house. I'm cooking more. I'm finally going to share my beautiful pantry very soon. The linen cupboard's coming after that and the laundry. They are pretty cool little, you know, refreshes and styling that I'm doing there and organization. And I've got back into gardening. I've just created this beautiful little cottage garden in my house a couple of weeks ago in the front yard, which I'm finishing this weekend. And I just feel so much happier. I have slowed my business just a little. I've got more time for me. I've got more time for my health, for cooking, spending more time with girlfriends. And I'm just so much happier than when I learned and I first started this business and it was a little bit more in the masculine. I think it's also been quite well balanced. The more that I think back of starting this business, just authentically, it kind of happened that way. I've never been someone to really sell and push and hustle and share things on social media. I think sometimes, some months, if I didn't have a podcast episode, I probably wouldn't share a post. Like, it's never, Instagram's never really been something that I've relied on in my business. But I've just known, I've just had this knowing and a trust that the right women will always find me and the right people will be there and everything will be okay. And it's always protected. I'm not in that masculine push all the time. So I wanted to share this in the hope that it might get you to reflect on what's happening in your life and business. Are you being too much in your masculine? Is that affecting your relationship with your husband? Because I know I had to learn that and I had to check myself and pull back a little bit. And our relationship is so much better for that happening. It's made me happier. It's made Adrian happier. He's flourishing even more. Everything's feeling a lot better at home and things are flowing so much better in my business. And it just feels like it is something that has got really out of balance in our society. And I'm not saying that women shouldn't, you know, have their moments of being in their masculine and push, and men shouldn't soften at some moments and be really supportive. It's a beautiful balance and it's sort of a dance, but it just feels like this masculine has just got so out of control and taken over that we are kind of squashing men down and softening them, when a beautiful, strong masculine that can really hold us, support us, and support us in ways that we didn't realize that we needed. And I have definitely seen that shift. And maybe it's something you want to shift at home. Maybe it's something you want to shift in your business. Maybe you'd like to just stop pushing and soften into it. And, you know, if you have this clarity around your finances, then, and you know, and your service offerings and your legals, and you have this beautiful structure, that's when the creativity gets to flow. And this is what I really want to teach. Like, I really want to give creatives the tools to have their creativity flow, because, you know, most creatives, if not all of us, get into the service, you know, or product offering that we have because we love creating. We love sharing our talent or our gift or our passion with people. But then because of a lack of process and structure and that masculine part of the business, we're kind of flailing along everywhere. Everything's too hard. Things are a little bit out of control. We don't have a good handle on our finances, so we keep overbooking clients. Then we can't deliver and we're worried about money, and then we're not paying tax on time, or, you know, we're not putting money aside, or we don't have a great process and our clients are leading it. See what I'm saying? No masculine structure, flailing water all over the water, you know, all over the banks of the river. It's flooding. So I hope that those kind of analogies make sense. It's something I've been trying to find the right words to articulate and talk more about masculine and feminine in business for some time. I wanted to understand more. I wanted to practice more in my life and my business and learn more about it. But I think that's kind of the best way I can explain it. And we really just need that solid bank or that container to hold and support us to be the best version of ourselves and to be the best, you know, I could say the best business owner, but the best version of ourselves in that business with the best structure to really support us. Because creative business, it's an interesting one. It's not something with a lot of products or services where it's 1 + 1 = 2. They're quite fluid, and, you know, there's a lot more time and space needed to create things. And it's just such a different experience. And I know that something a lot of creatives don't enjoy is to have structure, as you would put it. But when you actually take the time to set that up and it's done, it's such a beautiful, solid foundation, and that creativity just flows. And I know this year I've just had so many more ideas and things that I want to do or create or that I want to share because I have that beautiful, solid foundation and structure, and I've softened and slowed my life. I can sit a lot more in my feminine and I can create from a truly authentic place. Because now at 40 years of age, I absolutely understand the power, magic, and beauty of living in your feminine, and just what a special experience that really is, and how lucky we are to be women. Although there is its challenges at times, we are so lucky to be women and to have this experience to birth beautiful businesses and babies into this world and to be able to create and to nurture. And I think it's an incredible experience and one that we need to celebrate, not one that we need to push down and ever think is a weakness. So thank you for being here as always. And I really look forward to your thoughts and feedback on today's episode. And I truly hope I've articulated it the right way, but it is, it's a real passion of mine now, shifting the way that I live my life and business. And I invite you to do the same, or at least get a little curious around that. Until next time, take care.